All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Nobody fixes anything anymore.
Really? We do.
Al Gore, Apple, meet Justin Wetherill, a guy who helps people stop the cycle of constantly upgrading their phones. That's one of his TV commercials.
I mean, we have people pay more for repairs sometimes than their phone is worth, and we'll tell them in the store, but they're like, look, I just want my phone back.
Justin is the founder and CEO of YouBreak iFix.
So YouBreak iFix, that must mean you're kind of a handy guy, right? And a few years back, your phone broke. This I've seen a lot of people have this actually. The glass on the iPhone, it kind of cracks, right? So you figured you could buy the parts online and just swap out the shattered glass.
Yeah, being a techie person, I thought it was that easy. I ordered the parts online, only to find out not only did I order the wrong parts the first time, but then when I finally ordered the correct parts, I actually broke it worse myself. And, you know, it was at that point I said, if I can't do it, then there must be a bunch of other people who are in the same boat who can't do it either.
And so what happened then? So a light bulb went off for you?
Yeah, so a light bulb went off. I ordered a bunch of broken phones online. So I said, you know, I'll just make the initial small investment. I'll order a bunch of broken phones on eBay. I'll order the parts and, you know, I'll get proficient at it that way. I ordered 6 phones that initial time. So by the time I had gone through those 6 phones, I'd pretty much figured, you know, the bulk of it out.
So you started with 6 phones. And where are you now? Where's the business now?
Right now, we fix 20,000 devices a month.
20,000 devices a month. How do these people get their phones to you?
So we have 60 walk-in locations throughout the country right now, everywhere from Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Florida.
I mean, you said something interesting. You said that they're walk-in places. Why aren't people, like, shipping them somewhere to get them fixed? I feel like that's what everybody does these days.
Well, that's one of the things we realized pretty early on is if you spoke to the average consumer these days on a Friday, you know, afternoon after work and said, hey, I'm going to take your right arm this weekend or your phone, what would you rather? Most people would say, take my arm, as long as there's no pain involved.
So they're coming in, and what are they, like, what are the most common problems or complaints that you get?
So, you know, of course, cracked screens, then there's water damage, charge ports being broken, batteries not lasting as long as they used to.
How much typically does a visit to one of your stores cost someone, and how long does it take to fix it?
So most of our repairs we like to price between $80 and $100, and the average repair takes between 30 minutes and an hour. So a lot of times people will drop off their phone and go to lunch or drop off their phone and go shopping and come back real fast.
I feel like a lot of the younger people I know, they're just going to upgrade anyway to the next model. What's the point in getting it repaired?
So a lot of people enter into 2-year contracts and they can't upgrade in the middle of their contract. So when you buy a phone at an AT&T as a consumer, you don't always realize that when you pay $199 for that new iPhone, that's actually a $600 or $700 device. So then 2 months down the line when you break it and you go back to AT&T, you know, they're going to tell you to replace a device at $600 or $700, not $199 anymore. And that's why people get them fixed, because they're stuck in those contracts.
I mean, you know, we live in Brooklyn, we obviously have people who are, like, really into composting and recycling and all of those things. And yet these are the same people who will go and get the latest iPhone and upgrade, despite the fact that their other phone is completely fine. Are you finding that more people are sort of thinking, okay, I need my consumer habits to jibe with my lifestyle habits. It's time to repair my phone, not just always go buy a new one.
Well, I think a lot of times people, they like the things that are in their phone, the way their icons are set up, the pictures they have, the contacts they have, and they don't always just want to start over with a new phone. You know, of course, you can back up and restore and do things like that, but it's not exactly the way your old phone was. And some people just get comfortable in their old phone and want to keep it, even if it doesn't make sense. I mean, we have people pay more for repairs sometimes than their phone is worth, and we'll tell them in the store, but they're like, look, I just want my phone back.
Okay, Justin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Justin Wetherill is the CEO and founder of You Break, I Fix. And that's the letter U at the start.